Hi, my name is Julian. I'm 9 years old and I get super pet monster. The title of my story is The Aggressive Alligator Meets the Baby Hippo in the Hallway. There was a baby hippo starting school. His dad was scared because alligators went there too. Baby hippo started school. He introduced himself, but without knowing, it was the aggressive alligator. Baby Hippo tried to walk away, but the alligator started calling him names like Midget. Baby Hippo remembered what his dad thought. Stick up for yourself, but don't be rude. Baby Hippo asked nicely, "Please stop bullying me." But that didn't stop him from bullying Baby Hippo. Aggressive alligator just got more angry. Baby Hippo left and made sure not to go near alligator again. But the next day, aggressive alligator walked up to Baby Hippo and bullied him again. Not just with words, but hitting. It got really bad. Baby Hippo told his teacher, Miss Slithers, a snake. She told aggressive alligator to stop bullying Baby Hippo, but he didn't. Baby Hippo didn't want to go to school anymore. The next day, he went straight to his class and wouldn't come out. His mom, named Angela, was told about aggressive alligator and he stopped him. Baby Hippo now loves school. Aggressive alligator talks to Baby Hippo nicely now. Baby Hippo and aggressive alligator are best friends now. Aggressive alligator is now called friendly alligator. Everyone at school was surprised that Baby Hippo and aggressive or friendly alligator were best friends now. By the end of the year, they had 15 playdates, 3 sleepovers, and always hung out at school. Baby Hippo learned that if there's someone you don't like, be friendly and stick up for yourself, especially at school. Someone can seem mean but end up being really nice. Baby Hippo also helped friendly or aggressive alligator to make new friends. The moral of my story is be safe in the hallways, walk on the right side, but if you walk on the left side, you might run into the wrong person.